Okay, so today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Dalad, and we are right on top. We're in the sugyas of Dalad Nisus and the Niskalin. The Niskalin who are Chayiv Skila, so we're in the first few, which are all about the Arayos, various Arayos that are Chayiv Skila. So yesterday, on the second half of the Amud, we have been discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that aim and Eishes Av, when it's only Chayiv Mishum aim. Why is that? The Gemara brought a few sources and finally ended with the source of Imcha Hi. So that's the drasha of only Imcha and not Eishes Av. And the Eishes Av pasuk is used for something else because it is, we have a drasha that Eishes Av pasuk is bein Eishes Av that is aim and bein Eishes Av that is not aim. So Gemara says Tani Kavasi de Rava. So we have a brisa that supports Rava's drasha, and as we'll see in a number of lines, this is a 15-line brisa. But during the brisa, we see the drasha that Rava suggests as well. So I didn't bring the tissue box. Tani Kavasi de Rava Ish Prat Lakatan. So the brisa starts off. Ish prat lakatan, as we had yesterday or 2 days ago, that only an ish is chayiv mishum arayos, excluding a katan. A katan is a chayiv mishum arayos, as we discussed yesterday. Why do you need a drasha for that? Do we say that it's really about the havamina that a katan should get chayiv misa or not? Ashe yishkav es eishes aviv, mashba bein eishes aviv shehi imo, u bein eishes aviv shelo imo. Does so that Eishes Aviv is either one. That's already the Raya. That's Rava's Raya. Rava says it's talking about both of those. Imo she'enu Eishes Aviv minayin. Tamalomar ervas Aviv gila mufne lahakish vladim imenu gzeirushav. First, we already have the Raya, but we keep quoting the Brisa. Just derech agav, the book on the top Rashi goes, Tani kavasei bitores koanim. In Torah's Koran, and this is a drasha in Medrash on Vayikra, the Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. And you know this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rava quotes it, and it is on a Medrash on Vayikra, which is Torah's Koanim, and you know, so it works out. How do you know it's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa. So how do you know this is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that Rava is explaining? Because Rashi says, because Stam Torah's Koanim and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Where does he get this from? So if you have it on Daf Peivav later on in a couple of weeks, if you look at two important lines of the Gemara says, on the top of Pei Vav Amud Aleph, is that in your volume there? Top of Pei Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, on the fifth line, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Masnisan Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemya, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon. So who's the anonymous author of all of the different Tanaitic sources? And then it says, Vakulu Aliv Rabbi Akiva. They're all Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. But that's an important line because it says all about the we always know Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, but we don't know the rest of the statement. So that's what Rashi here quotes, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how you know this is a Raya to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because it's explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Continuing the Brisa, Mos Yumasu Biskila. Most Yumasi teaches Skila. Ata Omer Biskilo Inu Ella Ba'achas Bikol Misos Amuris B'Torah. Do we say it's Skila or any of the other Misos? What does put to death mean? Most Yumas. Never Kad Demeyan Bam and Nemer Ba'ov Yidoni Demeyan Bam. It says Demeyan Bam here. And it says Demeyan Bam by Ov and Yidoni, which the Gemara is going to discuss later. Ov and Yidoni, two ways of using sorcery to pretend that one is talking. Malahal and Biskila, Afkan Biskila. So it's a Gzera Shava that you learn from Ov and Yidoni for all of the Skila. As we had yesterday. Onesh shamanu asar binayin. This fine, we know an onesh, but we know every single isser not only requires a statement of punishment in the Torah, but also a warning. Ein onshin elim kain his here. You have to have two isurim, two lavim in the Torah. So where's the asara? Tamalomar ervas avicha lo segale. What does that mean? Ervas avicha zu eishas avicha. Ervas avicha means that the erva of your father, but the erva of the wife of your father. Ata Omer Eishes Avicha, this is all the one long brisa. Ata Omer Eishes Avicha Oeinu El Ervas Avicha Mamish. Does this mean the nakedness of your father's wife, Eishes Avicha? Maybe it means your father Mamish, Mishkav Zachar. It means lying with one's father. So Gemara says, no. Ner makam ervas avicha lo segaleh. But ner lahalon ervas aviv gilot. Ma lahalon isha beisha zakas of adaber. Just like later on, by ervas aviv, that's beferish. It's dafka ishus. Afkan beisha zakas of adaber. So to here must be talking about ishus. Umashma bein isha aviv shehi imo. Bein isha aviv shehi imo. And it's mashma that it's either one. Whether it's your father's wife who is your mother or not. It's either one. Right, again, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that was quoted, that Ratani Kavasid Rava. Right, this was Rava's makar for Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Imo she'eno eshes aviv minayin. How do I know that if it's imo without eshes aviv, tamalomar, ervas imcha lo segaleh. It says, the pasuk, ervas imcha, the negatives of your mother, you should not reveal. Ein li ela ba'azhara sha'as ha'akaz of imo she'eno eshes aviv, ki imo she'eshes aviv. I'd only know from here the azhara, that if it's emo that's not Eishas Aviv, it's like emo that is Eishas Aviv, Onish Minayin. How do I know? And Onish is learned out from there too. So Nemar Khan, Ervas Aviv Chalosakar Lev, and Nemar Lahalan, Ervas Aviv Gila, another Xerashava, Ma Ba'asara, just like by the Asara, Asa Hakas of emo She'eno Eishas Aviv, Kibo Shehi Eishas Aviv, just like by the Asara, by the warning, we treat them in the same way. A mother that is not the husband's wife, meaning if somebody's mother was mezana with their father, and then they had him as a baby, we treat them the same. Onesh, asa kasav imoshe in eishes aviv, kimoshe eishes aviv, so tobay in onesh, we treat them the same. And finally, imcha hi, mishum imo tamachayva, viyata machayva, mishum eishes av. Ad kan divrei habraisa. I don't think we've ever been so far onto the daf after so few minutes, but that's the... That's the braisa that supports Rav's contention that the source for Rabbi Yehuda is Imchahi. Bishum Imcha Demachayv, Vita Machayv, Bishum Eishas Av. That is the braisa. So now the Gemara that continues based on the words of the braisa. We're not there yet, but today, tucked away in Sanhedrin and Nadal, is going to be a couple of important yesodos. We're going to have that. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan. Says the Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda learns? Remember, the Rabbanan argue to the Mishnah. The Rabbanan say that somebody can be chayiv if they live with their mother, who is their father's wife. The chayiv two. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv one. That was how this whole machloka started. Machlokas elu heinan eskalim. We've got the gimel and aleph. We've got a machlokas tanoim. Tanakama says eishes av and imo. You're chayiv both. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. You only chayiv imo. So what did the Rabbanan do with Rabbi Yehuda? This makar. What do they do with the pasuk? So v'Rabbanan ervas avicha mamish. Rabbanan say, no, Ervas Aviv is not meant to teach me Ervas Aviv, Ervas Eishas Aviv, and you're going to limit it and learn something from there, but Ervas Aviv means Mamish Ervas Aviv, meaning somebody living with their father, a son living with their father, Ervas Aviv, and that's the Yisr. So Gemara says, you know that already. Hi, Mi Ve'es Zachar Nafka. You know that from the Pasuk of the Yisr of homosexuality, of Mishkav Zachar. So you don't need a separate Pasuk. To teach me this in Isser with your father. So Gemara says, L'chayev alav shtayim, sim l'chayev me two, ukid the Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda says, that there are cases that you could be chayev two. There is a very important Rambam, and Rambam, which we might have mentioned a very long time ago, but it comes up here. The Gemara many times says, you're chayev two. What does that mean when the Gemara says something like this, that you're chayev two? That means if you do this, you get double, let's say you do it b'shogeg. You don't know who this was. It's hard to know not who your father and a male is. But let's say for some reason, somehow, you come up with a case that it was shogeg. So what does it mean you chayev two? Does that mean you get two sets of malchus, two sets of chatos? Is that what it always means? The Gemara says it's the Gemara says it's malchus. If you eat this, you get your chayev for five. And you eat this. So in all those cases, what does it mean? The simplest interpretation is your chayev, a number, it's not just double two averis. You get two punishments. That's the simple reading. It's two. But if you look in the Rambam does not accept this. The Rambam says that you don't get more than one malchus for one avera. The Rambam says, this is the Rambam. I'll read a little bit now, and then I'll read a little more later. Says the Rambam, Kishelo yia shom inyan nosaf, when the Gemara says, oh, just to be able to have you two lavim. Right, when there's no inyan nosaf, and the Gemara just says that, da, this is in Shoresh Tishii, in the ninth Shoresh, I'm just going to read a few lines now, we're going to read more of it later. Da, says the Rambam, be'emes, shalo nechbal elo lechizuk, Ukidesha Yodea Gamkein Sheze Ha'avon Gadol Ma'od. You should know this is a very bad Aveira. Acher Sheba Bo Ashara Acher Ashara. O Nechwa Lahashlim Dina Mitzvah. Sometimes it'll repeat something in order to fill in a detail that was not mentioned earlier in the Torah. O She Yilma Mimenu Din Mehadina B'mitzvah Acheris, in order for there to be a Gzeirah Shava. But, says the Rambam, V'yafilu Yomru Shehu Laver Olav B'shnei Lavin, Hine Hu Im Kolze Lav Yeser Kamoshi Yisbayer, Vein Roilim Noso Ki Hu Nechpal. And he repeats that you don't get more, Ki Lo Yilke Echad Shtei Malkius Al Shem Echad. You'll never get two sets of Malkus. Well, I'm Yilke Shtei Malkius Al Shtei Shemus, only on two Shemus. The Rambam emphasizes that. Again, we're going to read more later. And the Ramban vehemently argues. He says it's not the Pashas of the Gemara. The Gemara says many times, Pashas, Ribui Halavim, says the Ramban, Marbim Hamalkios, Vim Nechpulu B'mitzvah Min HaMitzvah Salavim, Pamim Rabos, Nilka Osop, Kaminyan Halavim. That's, you get more Malkus. That's the Pashas. So that whenever these Gemaras come up, but this is way for later. Whenever these Gemaras come up, we have to realize it's a machlokas to the Rambam and the Ramban had to understand it. How many malchus you would get? So here, if somebody lives, according to the Rabban, somebody lives with their father, so they get two malchus. It's Mishkav Zachar, and it's Av. So in that case, you'd be Chayiv Shtayim, according to the Rabban. What does that mean? Two malchus, or just two Averos? Meaning, what does two Averos mean? It's a really bad Avera. The Rambam says it's there for emphasis. Shtei Lavin. Really don't do this? The Rambam says that's just there for emphasis, but you wouldn't get two malchus.
Can I put it differently? If it's like Shabbos and in other words, there being two different averas.
Yeah, the two different averas, the Rambam would agree. It's two shemos. Yes, two different averas, the Rambam would agree. That it is, right, if you happen to eat treif on Yom Kippur. Right, so it's two different averas. You get two punishments. But if it's the same act, it's just the same avera, so then you would only get you only get one. If it's something that it's right, if it's a type of avera that is it's karbanos and not malchus, then it depends if it's shtei shemos. If it's two shemos, two types of averos, then the Rambam would agree. But if it's the same avera, the Gemara says, why did it repeat this in the Torah to be mechayiv you beis lavim. Beis Lavim, right? It says Eishes Ish twice in the Torah. Lavra Lav Beis Lavim, right? So it says Lo Sinaf, and it says I forgot the pasuk. Elisha Lo Sitin Mishka Lo Shaptecha. I forgot the exact pasuk. So again, the Rambam would say there it's the same avera. You only get one. Hashem Kain, the Ramban. So the Gemara says back to our Gemara. Okay, we'll read the Ramban more in depth on Amud Beis where it comes on again.
So how does that flow with the actual pasuk go? It starts talking about the mother. And then it ends up saying Eros Avicha
Gila. According to the Rabbanan, it would be one pasuk is about Eishes Avicha, and right the end of that pasuk is talking about Avicha. Every phrase in the parshas of Arayos are darshan differently. You have that in the Ervas Avicha, Ervas Imcha Lo Sagalei, Imcha Hi Lo Sagal Ervasan, Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sagalei, Ervas Avicha Hi.
So it's two different
right, or. You have to know exactly when there are a couple of similar psukim.
And Ervas Avicha is repeated after many of them. So why
right.
Do you need each one to be
melodic? Right, so that's one of the. Yeah, you don't always know exactly which one is being spoken about. But yeah, you have to say every phrase in the Parsha of Arayos is not just repeating the earlier part of the pasuk. So we even darshan yesterday. We darshan the Gzeirah Shavah. Right? We darshan the first half of the pasuk, second half of the pasuk. So one of them, if one of them is. You have to know exactly how to. They had a Mesorah, how to understand it. Continuing. So again, what do you know from Ezachar to be Chayiv Shtayim? Kid de Rav Yehuda, the Amar of Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says, Nachri Habal Aviv, if a Nachri is Boel, his father, Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv 2. Rashi doesn't just say Nachri because you don't want to say if it's in Yisrael, it's Boel Achiv. You know, that's what we're talking about here. Use the Lashon of Nachri, even though it doesn't mean it. Just says, it says the word Nachri as a euphemism. Like the Gemara says sometimes, when the enemies of the Jews are destroyed, when it really means the Jews. So here too, Nachri Haba al Aviv, Chayiv Shtayim. Haba is Chayiv 2. Haba al Achi Aviv, Chayiv Shtayim, or your father's brother, or both of those. Rashi says, from Ez Zachar and Ervas Achi Avicha, Lo Segale. Masha both. Omar Rava, there says Rava now, as I just said, Mistavra, Milse de Rav, Yehuda bi Yisrael b'shogeg, u b'karban. Pashas of Rav Yehuda, I would say, really deep down, it means Yisrael. Who's doing it Bishogeg. Yisrael who acts Bishogeg, who doesn't know who he's with, or I don't know, he's drunk, whatever the case may be, Bishogeg. Ubakarbo, we're talking about Karbanas, that's what it means, Chayef Shtayim, you have two Karbanas, like John, what you just said. Vahaytik, Amar Nachri, Lishna Ma'al Yehu. And the fact that it says Nachri is only Lishna Ma'al Yehu, because we don't want to say, a Yisrael, that's Boel, his father. Tisakatayach Nachri Mamish, because if you say we're talking about an actual Nachri, so what is ever a case that you'd be Chayef to? What's the Nafkamina? Dino, my Nihu, Ktala. There is no Malkus for the Shem Yisrael Noach. It's all Misa. Betray Katli Kat the slave. So what difference would it make if it's double Misa? Right, so what nafkamina would it make? That's why it has to be talking about a Yisrael. That's how Rava explains the Braisa. Rashi says here, an important ha'ara, Dino Maini Uktala v'afilu shogeg. Rashi, why can't nafkamina be a shogeg? So first of all, they're not chayiv karbanis. So number two, Rashi says even shogeg would be chayiv misa. That's Rashi. Shita, that's a machlokas rishon. And Rashi here says, afilu shogeg, together by pirka, azhara shalohem, zuhi misasan. As we're going to have in a couple of daf, all the Sheva Misas Bnei Noach laws, azhara zuhi misasan. A ben Noach who doesn't act but shogeg is also chayiv misa. It's not, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid, except by a Jew. The Rambam does not hold. The Rambam says shogeg is also pata by Bnei Noach. So the question is, what does he do with this Gemara? Why can't the Gemara give an afkamina when it comes to non-Jews? But that's the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Period. The Aruch Laner, we haven't done enough Aruch Laner in this Masechta, so we have to start. We're going to have two today. Says the Aruch Laner, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, he says, why didn't the Gemara suggest, the Gemara says, oh, it has to be that we're talking about a Yisrael that does a Bishokig. What about a Yisrael that does a Bemezid? You're going to tell you can't kill a person twice, but we have a principle called Lav Sheniten Lasaras Mises Bezdin. We know there are many Lavim that are not regular run-of-the-mill Lavim. Lav Sheim Bomaisa, Lav Anitik Lasse, Lav Anitik Latashlumin, Lav Shebeklalos. One of them is called a Lav Sheniten Lasaras Mises Bezdin. A Lav that you could get killed for. Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah, and Chalev, all these are, Chalev is Karis. But other Mises Bezdin. What happens if somebody warns me, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're gonna get Malkus? Somebody said that to me. They're wrong. I'm gonna get Misa. But they warned me that I'm gonna get Malkus. So, I can't get Misa, because I wasn't warned. Because the most I did was Malkus. Can I get Malkus? Can I get Malkus? So the Gemara says, this is Machlokas. Machlokas, Lav Shiddah Rabbi's Bezer. Could you get Malkus or not? He warned you for Malkus, but it's not supposed to get Malkus. Could you at least get Malkus? He's supposed to be killed. So could you at least get Malkus? That's a Machlokas elsewhere. So it says the Aruch Laner. Why did the Gemara suggest here there is an Afkamina for Jews if a Jew did it b'mezid, but he was warned of Malkus and not Lamisa? Why do you have to say, oh, we're talking about a Jew that was Bishogeg? That's the only case. So says the Aruch Laner, you have to have shots on your fingertips to have this. The Gemara in Malkus that quotes that Machlokas, one of the shitas there is Rava. And Rava there himself says, Lav Shenitin L'Shar Mises Bezdin, that you do not get Malkus. So therefore, you can't give an afkamina for Rava. Right, because Rava himself is talking here. So Aruch Laner says, that's a beautiful, beautiful pshat, but we're talking about Rava here. And Rava himself, L'shitaso, says that is not what is the, that is not the halacha, so it wouldn't be an afkamina. Okay, says the Gemara continuing. Tanya Nami Hachi. We have a brisa that supports this, that we're talking about, double. Chabal aviv chayev shtayim, habal achi aviv chayev shtayim. So you see, that's what the Rabbanan in the pasuk is talking about. Zachar, you have two psukim for father. It's the es zachar, lo sishka mishka veisha, and the pasuk about, aviv, which is ervas avicha mamsh. Now the Gemara says, ika da amre de lo kreb Yehuda. The simplest understanding is that this whole discussion is not like Rebbe Yehuda in our Mishnah. We just quoted Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda the Amora. Rav Yehuda the Amora says that if a Nachri or Yisrael loses this father, it's Chayiv Shtayim. And that's all within the sheet of the Rabbanan, right? Because the Rabbanan say the Pasuk of Ervas Aviv means literally the nakedness of the father. But the Rebbe Yehuda, who we spent the first 15 lines on today's daf talking about, Rebbe Yehuda says Ervas Aviv means Ervas Eishas Aviv. So the pashas is that this whole, the last discussion, the last five lines, is only in Rebbe Rabbanan, not in Rebbe Yehuda. So Gemara says, Ika da ami delog Rebbe Yehuda. Pashas is that this discussion is not like Rebbe Yehuda. Not like Rebbe Yehuda. The Ika da ami, but others say maybe you could fit it in even to Rebbe Yehuda. Afilu temu Rebbe Yehuda. Maybe you could even fit it into Rebbe Yehuda. Even Rebbe Yehuda in our Mishnah holds, if you live with your father, you chayev two averes. Umaisi lo bakal v'chomer me'achi aviv. And it's from a kavachomer, from Achi Aviv, your father's brother. Uma Achi Aviv, de kurva de Avivu chayiv shtayim, if you're chayiv two for your uncle, but your uncle goes through your father, Aviv lo kol shekein, then Aviv lo kol shekein, and you would be chayiv, and you'd get the punishment based on Aviv, vikam miflagi, and what is the machlokas about them between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? The machlokas would be, beplukta da bayiv arava, mar savar, on shemin adin, mar savar, ein on shemin adin, right? Because this would be a machlokas about Oshav and Adin, can you give an onesh based on a kal vachomer? That's the two days that we would have. What we like to quote in this context, but I'll quote one new thing related to it as well, that is the Lechach Tov. Rabbi Yosef Engel on the Lechach Tov, you gotta talk about it here, because it's in the Gemara. The sugi of Oshav and Adin. Why do we say Ein Oshav and Adin? And the Gadlos of Dafyomi, one of the Gadlios is that you get the Chazer, even items that we like to mention every couple of weeks, so it stays in the brain. Hopefully it stays in the brain. Rabbi Yosef Engel, four reasons he suggests. Four, he collects the from the Rishonim. Why we say Eino Shem Adin? You could be admonished based on a Gzera Shava. You could be admonished based on a Hekesh. You could be admonished based on a Binyanav. Give punishments. What's wrong with a Kavachomer? Why is that worse? Eino Shem Adin. So he quotes four. Number one, Gzera Sakasif. Xer Zakasav, Kavachomer, Midihi Batorah. Right, you're not allowed to. Right, without explanation. That's what some say. Number one. Number two, I think as we mentioned just a couple of days ago, that a Kavachomer is the only one that's based on pure logic. All the other ones are a little bit Misorah Hayidarshim Sukkim. This is based on pure logic. If something is based on pure logic, you can't kill somebody based on your logic. Your logic is logical to you, but it's not logical to me. Maybe it's not logical to the Torah. Not logical to the Chachamim. So how could we go and kill somebody, or maybe even give somebody Malchus? Ein Oshav Min Adin. Maybe Malchus is even included. So how can we do that? So that's number two. Maybe there's a percha. Maybe there's a problem with my logic of the Kal Vachomer. So therefore, that's the problem. No, that is number two. Number three, right? Shema Yish Percha al Kal Vachomer. Number three is, he quotes from the Smag. The Smag, which is based on a Gemara that we're going to have by the Shem in a week and a half. The Gemara that says, we already had it in the Mishnah, Molech. The halacha is that only if I give some of my children to the Molech, so then I'm chayiv misa. But the Gemara darshes, if I give all my children to Molech, I'm pater. Amazing. Why is that? Should be a kal vachomer. So Gemara says, no, ain't oshem in adin. Explains the smag, say for Mrs. Gadol, what's this, is there a svar for that? Says the smag, yes, because if you give some of your children to Molech, okay, if you give all your children, then even misa is not going to help you. It's not enough. It's not enough. You're going to get a kapara if you give some of your children, but if you give all your kids, you, all your progeny you took and you gave, forget it. Misa's not even going to help. So maybe that's as far for Ein Oshav Min Adin. Because, what, surely by the stringent case you should get this punishment. Maybe not. Maybe the stringent case is not enough to get this punishment. And therefore it's no use. It's no point to giving this punishment. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says by Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa. If you actually put the, if the Eidimer were succeeded in getting the party put to death, wow, they're terrible. Forget it. Kasher Zaman Mazalach below Kasher Asa. Because if they succeeded, then they're so bad, so it's not going to help them. They're not going to get a kapara. So it says, if Yosef Engel, same thing for Ein Oshav Min Adin. You can't punish him because maybe the chomer context is not good enough to give the onesh because you won't achieve a kapara. That's number three. And finally, it says number four, the fourth possibility he has is maybe it's based on the principle of v'hitzilu ha'eda. Tzilu ha'eda, we've had a number of times in the Masechta already, special din that Bezdin has to try to be matzil, try to save the defendant. In all types of, that's where you start with, you bring the guy back as many times as possible, and you start with the smallest dayan by Dina Nefashis, so he's not scared to say what he thinks, right? Or you're not, you don't go convict by one. Many halachas are we already had based on Yitzilu Eidah. This is maybe part of the din of Yitzilu Eidah. Yitzilu Eidah, Ein Oshav Min Adin. That's what he suggests. Ki umama tzino adam don me atzmo alkein kivan shetziv sasor l'shakeitz u'l'saev. Right, zeo atzmo b'chlal tiyuf shalo yidrosh me atzmo midaito drushes lahatir. Well, he said by avodah zara, by mesis, that part of it is not to do that, but he said v'lefiza nira t'bedin nafashis ib keit tziv sa torah el abezdin shiachapsu v'yishtadlu ach batzalos anidon emar shon lidrosh midaitam drushes l'chayev oso. That's number four. Well, my nafgamina in all of these cases, are they nafgaminas for these four reasons? Is number one Malchus. So maybe Malchus is, maybe if it's Midihi Batara, maybe it only applies to Misa. If it's an issue of maybe there's a Pircha, we wouldn't be as scared by Malchus to give somebody Malchus that to put somebody to death. Right? If it's that you won't get a Kapara, so maybe if it applies to Malchus. But then it comes another Nafkamina. What about B'nai Noach? Do we say Onshimin Hadin by B'nai Noach? We say that. So it's a minchas chinuch type of question. So he quotes, Moshe nasa kal v'chomer me'atzmo. The Gemara says above a kama. Moshe made a kal v'chomer. Uma midyonim shelo bo el azores moav. The midyonim only came out to help moav. Amra Torah tzararis ha-midyonim v'ikisim osam. But the Torah says, you know, fight the midyonim. Moavim atzmo lokoshken. The moavim who hire them, who are they surely, right? So you see that he's using by Amon and Moav. He's using a kal v'chomer. You can read that medrash, and we would read that medrash. Okay, fine. Read the Gemara. But he reads that Gemara, he's like, oh, kal v'chomer, by Onshe ben Adin, by B'nai Noach. Mevor D'B'nai Noach, Onshe ben Adin. He says, maybe there is different. And then maybe not, because maybe he says, that's Mesis. Because they tried, they sent, right, the B'nos Moav, and they sent their women to get us to do Ba Pa'or, Midyan. So maybe that's special by Mesis. We say, all the chumers apply. So you don't say, especially if it's based on the Hitzilu Ha'eda, possibility number four, you don't say that by Mesis. So maybe there you say, Onshe ben Adin, or ain't Onshe ben Adin. And then finally he quotes from a Maharal. Then we'll continue. An amazing Maharal. The Maharal says, V'yim tomer, minolei l'rabosinu zal, shehechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah al kol umav alashon. Shem alo hechzir rak al b'nei Avraham. Kedachziv, v'zorak miseir lomo. How do we know that the other, like the Medrash in Zos HaBracha, how did Chazal know that Hashem went to every nation in the world offering them the Torah? V'zorach miseir lamo. That's all it says. V'yim yar parin, it's all from, that Esav and Yishmael. How do you know he went to every nation? V'kivan to inhu lo kiblu acherim lo kal shekein. If they didn't accept it, surely others didn't accept it. They were the closest to Avraham. Says the Maharal in Gur Aryeh, the Zelo Yitachin, the Haim Yu Omrim Shahayu Makabla Mosa, Velo Hayachol Lano Shesa Umos Al Mashalo Kiblu Hasatorah Mikoch Kal Vachomer, She'enon Shemin Adin. Said the Maharal, all the other nations would have said, what do you mean? We would have accepted it. You wouldn't have been, that's why it must be that Hashem went to every other nation. Because or else, well, you would have said, hey, if they wouldn't have accepted it, surely others, they would have said, Enon Shemin Adin. So the Maharal uses that, by B'nai Noach. So therefore, says the Lekatov, that is a raya in one direction. He goes to all the sources here in Lekatov in Klal base. Again, it's an example of someone who has all, not only of Shas on his fingertips, all Midrashim, and seeing them with a lens of what it can mean for his sugya. Could read Midrashim and Agadata, we wouldn't think Onshe ben Adin or not. Okay, Vaita, let's continue. V'Rabbanan. That's the sugya of Onshe ben Adin. Okay, but getting back to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan now, who used Aviv to mean Mamish Aviv, Azhara le'eshes Aviv min alahu. Where is there Azhara for Eshes Aviv? Nafgalu me'erbas Eshes Aviv chalosakale. From another pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda, and we buy Leila Azhara le'eshes Aviv lachar misa. He uses that extra pasuk to teach me that even after one's father dies, the father's wife, it's still Aser. For Rabbanan, how do they learn that? Ha'omi sefi tekra nafka erbas avicha hi. They learn it from the end of that pasuk. After it says Eshes Av, then erbas avicha. That one means erbas Eshes Avicha. For Rabbi Yehuda, ha'omi ba'ilei mishum Eshes Av adam achayv avita machayv mishum Eshes Ish. It's Eshes Av and not mishum Eshes Ish. V'ha'anan t'nan. But didn't our Mishnah say habal Eshes Av chayv alei mishum Eshes Av umishum Eshes Ish? We have that in our Mishnah. Bein b'chay aviv, bein lachar mises aviv. V'lo polig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue on that one. Rabbi Yehuda only argued on the Eishes Av one. So Gemara says, Amar Abaya, polig b'braisa. Okay, he didn't argue there, but he argues in the braisa. And therefore, you have to read the Mishnah in light of the braisa. Next, we're just going back and forth with the Pesukim. V'rabbanan, onesh d'eishes aviv lachar mises menaluhu. How did Rabbanan know that even after one's father dies, the father's wife is Aser D'Oraisa, right? How do we know this isn't like Achos Isha, which changes after the wife dies? So, Bishlam, the Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, the Gzera Shava. The Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the Gzera Shava, because he says it's all about, they're comparable psukim. El Rabbana Minalahu, where did the Rabbana learn it from? Amri Lacha, who Erbas Aviv Gila. The Mafik La Rabbi Yehuda, Gzera Shava. That same pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda learns for Gzera Shava. Mafik Mafki Le Inhu La Onesh to Eishes Aviv Lachar Misa. They use that to teach me Eishes Aviv Lachar Misa. So for just fitting in the psukim. For Rabbanan Onesh Le Imo She'eno Eishes Aviv Minalahu. What about the Rabbanan for the punishment of Aim that is not Eishes Aviv? How do they learn that? Amar Rav Shisha, Rav Ravidi, Amar Kra. Remember we said we're going to have Rav Shisha at the end of the sugya? So here it is. Im Chahi. Asa kasav li'imo she'enu eishes aviv, ki'imo she'i eishes aviv. So we have the psukim. Chazal had the psukim on their fingertips. They figured out what does every single phrase in the Torah teach us. And every iser needs an azhara and needs an onesh. And working backwards, once you have a sheet in the Tanaim, what did they use every pasuk for? So that's what the Rabbanan just went and did. Finishing up, habal kalasa v'chulu, v'lachayiv nami b'shem eishes b'no. Right? Why don't you say there's a separate Avera? You say, the Gemara said, the Mishnah said yesterday, somebody lives with Rabbanu Islam with their daughter-in-law, they're chayef for Kalasso and Eishes Ish. Why don't you have a third Avera of Eishes Bino? Right? With a separate Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Rashi quotes it, Ervas Kalascha lo segale, Eishes Bincha hi lo segale ervasa. There's two lows. So Gemara says, answers, Amar Abaya, Pasuk HaKasav Bekalasso Vasiyim Eishes Bino. It's the same Pasuk. Lo Malacha, Zui Kalasso Zui Eishes Bino. It's the same Avera. Daughter-in-law and son's wife. Same Avera. It's considered, therefore, you don't count. It's not a separate Avera. Okay. Right. So as I said, we're still going to have a couple of Yesodas coming up. Interesting cases. The Mishnah discusses now. Mishnah says, Haba al Zachor v'al HaBehema. Yesterday, the Mishnah had all the list of the Niskalin. So now, as we talk about each one, says the Meiri, as we're talking about each one, we're very misudar, we're very orderly. We listed off 15, but now we quote each one before we talk about it in detail. Right, that's why he repeats it, even though the phrase here, Abala Zachar, doesn't teach me anything. It's quoted here because we're about to talk about the Behema line, and those go together. So Abala Zachar, V'al HaBehema, and if somebody or Rechman HaTzlan lives with an animal, V'yishem HaVias Behema B'Skila. In all those cases, Skila, not only the person gets Skila, but the animal gets Skila. Says the Mishnah, Im Adam Chata Behema Ma Chata. Fine, the person did not there. What did the animal do? How do we put the animal to death? The animal lives with the person. Two answers. Ela Lafisha Ba'a La'adam Takala Al Yada. Lafiha Amar Kasav Tisakel. Number one, this animal brought such a terrible, was involved, and helped the person do such a terrible avera, so therefore we put the animal to death. Right? So he's involved in such a terrible avera. So number one, davar acher, shalote behem overes pashuk, we mentioned this yesterday, that the animal's walking in the street, v'yom ruzui sheniska ploni al yada, you see that animal? That's the animal that so-and-so lived with, and she was put to death for it. So you don't want that extra busha. The extra embarrassment, so that's why we put the animal to death, because of that. Today is number one, takala, and number two, busha. Says the Aruch Laner, since when are we darshin in time in Dekra? What do we care about the reason? The Torah says, put the animal to death. Don't we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? We forgot already? In the second parak in Sanhedrin, a few weeks ago, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, but we say, lo darshin in time in Dekra. We have the machlokas about almana. Do you have to return the mashkon before at night? Bein she'aniya, bein she'ashira. It was a Shabbos daf, so we didn't get to discuss it. Bein she'aniya, bein she'ashira. So it says the Rachna, what are we doing here in this Mishnah? Darshia, why is the animal put to death? What do you mean the animal's put to death? The animal's put to death because the Torah says the animal's put to death. We're going to darshin based on it. Minale lahotzi misvara tam mitzvah satorah v'leilof mizadin. We passed like Rabbi Yehuda earlier on daf chaf aleph. So it says the Aruch Laner, yisod gadol v'yesh lomar. Delo amrinon, delo darshin in time of Dekra. A double negative. We don't say that. We don't darshin the pasuk. Meaning, we only say that rak leinyan shalola hotzi din negen mashmois hakra kigon gabi almana. If the pasuk seems to say something, and that if you darshin the reason would tell you to point in a different direction. That's the machlokas. Whether darshin in time of Dekra or not, and that we don't do. Right, it says almana in the Torah. Oh, we're darshining only a poor almana, not a rich almana. That's going against the stimas haTorah. That's what we wouldn't do. But aval hacha by the animal to crawl lo ayri rapamazid the Yisrael v'gadol. The Torah is talking about you put a person to death. To amisak siv imkain masha yiatam lo notia kazmi mashmo. This isn't affecting any halacha. Rak diika dainafkusal inyan dinim she'inim b'mashmo asakasuv. You're learning halacha that's not in the Torah. If it's something that the Torah seems to point in one direction, you're not allowed to darshan it otherwise. But if it's nothing the Torah talks about, it's just something new, then the Rabbanan have the right to darshan. In bezek kulei alma modu, the pikiya gabna darshinan time of the krav. That's an important yisod that the Aruch Laner teaches us, that we are darshinan time of the krav, if it's not going against what the Torah says. The Torah it doesn't say something that is stam, and that we're darshaning it to be mafari. So it's not it. That's the Aruch Laner. The other issue that's discussed here by the Achronim is, so you put the animal to death because of takala or busha. Do animals have das? Animals have das? The animals deserve to be punished? It doesn't really say punishment. The second one is embarrassment of the person. But the first one, takala, is that an onesh? Is that an onesh? So that's, again, a discussion in the Achronim. And the again, and a different Rabbi Yosef angle on Beis HaOtzar on page 121. If you want to look it up, discusses this. He quotes many of the different midrashim. One midrash says by the Isser Hana of Shor HaNiskal, a Shor that kills somebody. We put the Shor to death and you can't get benefit from him. Why? Listen to the language of the Medrash in the Mechilta. Uma im Egla Arufa. By an Egla Arufa. She'ena lo metame es ha'aretz v'lo mesalek es ha'shchina. The Egla wasn't metame the aretz. The cow didn't do anything wrong. And it didn't remove the shchina. Hare hi asura bahana. An Egla Arufa is asura bahana. Shor ha'niskal shehu metame es ha'aretz u'mesalek es ha'shchina. Dinu sheya asura bahana. If an animal kills a person, it's mesalek the shchina? Is that stam because there's less tzelem alakim in the world? Or is that because the animal did navera? Sounds like it's Mesalik the Shechinah, it's Betami the Aretz. Sounds like from there that it's considered a Maisa Avera, if one could say. You could say the animals are not created to be wild, crazy behemoths. We don't say Shor is Mu'ad La'olam, right? We say Adam is Mu'ad La'olam. He quotes back and forth, right? We know the halacha is Shor Niskal. Let's see a Shor Niskal that is Hefker. Let's see a stray animal kill somebody. You know what? That animal is also put to death. Is it just because you don't want it to do it again, or because there's an onesh, so to speak? Again, in different ways, but on a deeper level, is there an onesh when it comes to animals? We say the way the Kal V'chomer Gemara Psachim, right in Yonah Dioma, only 2 days after it's Isra Chag in Chutz Laaretz today, so it's still in Yonah Dioma. But says the Gemara in Psachim, right? Had it Bnei Chananim Shav Azariah did not jump into the fiery furnace? Why? Because they learned the Kal V'chomer from. From who? From the frogs. From the Tzardeya. If the frogs, who are not Mitzuva Kiddush Hashem, they could have just jumped into Parah's bed, but instead they all jumped into the ovens. They were Moser Nefesh. Surely we are Mitzuva Kiddush Hashem. Sounds like from that Chazal that the frogs have Das. So again, it's a different kind of Das than what we have, obviously, and we assume it's more of instinct and then real Das and Havana. We don't assume they have, but there are certain sources that seem to point a little bit in the direction of animals having some type of das, animals being considered at least objectively a maisa avera, that is Yosef Engel, other achronim discuss it as well. What about the mabul? What about the mabul? Yeah? You would suggest that. What about the mabul? The whole world was destroyed. So the whole world destroyed if it wasn't the animals. Just destroy the people. Forget the animals. But what does the mabul say? The pasuk says, ki hishris, call, right, the whole world. Right, call abrius, all the world. So either say that, or there is a, I wanted to mention this in the Parshas year, I don't think I got to it, maybe for next year, there's a Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi on Parshas Noach. Beis HaMsuk on the Beis HaLevi says that a person's actions affect their surroundings. And if the whole world is corrupt, what trees also brought out fruit that weren't of their own type, the trees would do that? The answer is, if people don't follow the word of Hashem, that affects the animals, that affects the entire world. Dekemo at Adam Poel Ba'atzmo, Al Yidei Hergerlo B'maisav Haroim, Va'ose Ba'atzmo Teva Shnia, Lios Tivo Mishtok, just like all your actions affect you, so too all your factions affect the entire world around you. And therefore, if we act in an evil way, the Beis HaLevi, the first Beis HaLevi in Noach, you can look it up, that is Metame the world, and even the animals are affected. So it's not actually the animals per se doing it, but it's the animals that are affected by the what's in the air of, in the various tkufas in history. Okay, so that's all related to our Mishnah. It talks about why did the animal put to death? Either because of takala, he brought a takala, if the animal brought a takala on people, or number two, that busha. Okay, Vaitas. Now the Gemara says, Zachar minolan. How do we know what's the source for Mishkav Zachar? The Tanur Rabbanan, Ish, Prala Katan. Asha Ishkav Zachar, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. If he lies with a man, whether a Gadol or a Katan, if a man lies with another man, even by a Katan, as long as the Katan's 9 years old, it's considered a Maisabiyah, and therefore, the man is chayef. The katan's not chayef, but the man is chayef. Mishkeve isha, the end of that pasuk. What is the double lashon mishkeve isha? Teach me. Magid l'cha akasav sheshnei mishkavas beisha. To teach me that by an isha there are shnei mishkavas, meaning the man, any of the arayas, if a man lives with a woman in the normal way, kedarka or what's called shalo kedarka, they're both aser daraisa. They're both considered arayos, right? That is the learned out from here. Mishkevei isha. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Harizah balalamei v'nimseis lamed. Wow. Says Rabbi Yishmael, you learn this pasuk, you think you're just getting a detail in one of the arayos in homosexuality, Mishkav Zachar, but you come out learning Yisod Gadol for all arayos, right? You go and think you're going to learn a prat, you come out all arayos. Then, man and a woman, there are two ways arayos of being asur daraisa. Continuing the brisa, mos yumasu biskila atomer biskila ein el avachas b'kol amisus amores b'tora nemer kad demayim bam nemer bovi yidoni demayim bam as we had malahalim biskila afkan biskila. You learn that from demayim bam. Onesh shamanu asara binayin. Fine, you learn the onesh. How do you know the asara? Tamalomar ve'es zachar lo sishka mishkevei isha toeva hi. That's the pasuk for the asara. Lamanu asara l'shochev. That you know the asara for the active party. The shochev ashar l'nishkav minayin. How do you know there's also an avera on the one who accepts the receiver minayin? Tamalomar lo yia kadesh mibnei Yisrael. One should not be a kadesh. The simplest interpretation of kadesh is a man who lies with a man. Kadesh mibnei Yisrael. V'omer, and it also says v'gam kadesh haya ba'aretz asuka chala toevos hagayim asher horish v'chulu. Div Rabbi Yishmael. What's his drasha? So Rabbi Yishmael says, Rashi explains, it's two steps. You see from the pasuk in Malachim that kadesh is a toeva. So put that back into the pasuk of lo yeh kadesh mibnei Yisrael. That's what's being referred to, whatever it is a toeva. What is a toeva? So go back to the other pasuk, as mishkav zachar is called toeva. So it's like a two-step thing, using the pasuk in front. From Vayikra Dvarim and Malachim, we learn out the extra pasuk by Mishkav Zachar to teach me the Azhara. The Mefarshim say this isn't really a violation of the principle of Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah lo Yalfinan. Gemara says about Bakamadav Beis, you cannot learn Din Daraisa from a pasuk in Navi, because here it's a Gilui Milsa. It's not really learning a halacha. You're just seeing that Kadesh is called Toeva, that's a Gilui Milsa, and you put that back into the Din of the Torah. Continuing for a minute, Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein Otsara. He goes, no, you don't have to come on to these drushes of Rabbi Yisrael of Kadesh. Harei Omer Vezachar Lo Sishka Mishkeveisha. Kari Bei Lo Tishachev. Tishkav. Which is for Shochev, could also mean Tishachev, could also mean the one who was lied with. So you could use the same Sukkim for Shochev and Nishkav. Stop there for a minute. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk of Lo Yeh Kadesh? If he doesn't use it for Mishkav Zachar, what does he use it for? So, if you look in the Ramban in Zvarim quotes a couple of sources. First of all, the Unkelus on that pasuk. Lo Yeh Kadesh says, Kadesh means Shivcha Kananis. If Yisrael lives with the Shivcha Kananis, that's Lo Yeh Kadesh Mibnei Yisrael. That's what the Unkelus says on the Pasuk. If you look in the Ramban, is different pshat. And obviously this is all according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Shmuel, we know what he does with it. Rabbi Akiva says, what's the pshat? It's a Nashara on Bezdin. Shelo Yanichu Achas Mibnos Yisrael Lios Yosheves Beparshas Drachim. Beinayim Aladerech Lazima. This is a mitzvah d'araisa upon Bezdin, lo yeh kadesh, don't let any person be on the street and being doing things in a way that is znus, and is a zona, right? Kupa shal zonos, even one woman, anyway, it's a mitzvah on Bezdin, that's lo yeh kadesh. That's number two. If you look in the Rambam, and this is where I said we're going to get back to it, the Rambam says, beferish, this pasuk of lo yeh kadesh is not telling you anything new. Zero. Nothing new according to Rabbi Akiva. He says that very unusual. He's talking about Shitas of the Tanoim in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Mitzvah Shinun, he says, Shelo lavo ala zachor. You can't go be with a male, says the Rambam. If a kfar nechbal azarezu, lo yia kadesh mibnei Yisrael. Vizehu aderecho amiti. Shezehad chlav nechbal lechizik. You know what this pasuk teaches me, says the Rambam? Nothing. It's just an extra lav to emphasize how terrible it is, this lav. V'amnam ba lefi daito lo yia kadesh lechizik. Lefi Rabbi Akiva. Shekamosh enemar. Like it says, lo sinaf. Says lo sinaf by anishas ish, v'asar leishas ish, v'yachach amar vel eishas amischa lo sitan shechavtecha, v'kagon ze harbei look in shorash tishi. And that's what the Rambam says in shorash tishi. You don't have time to go through with it, but shorash tishi taught is a beautiful, I'm going to start with this tomorrow, the beginning of it, because I don't think we've ever done it. The Rambam says there are four categories of mitzvahs. And after doing about four categories of mitzvahs, which Bez Hashem will start with tomorrow, he goes into this specific issue that there are many times the Torah don't count mitzvahs, says the Rambam, based on how many times it says don't. Don't do this. This is not allowed. Don't do that. Because says the Rambam many times, many examples, he gives 10 examples, that it will repeat something only for emphasis. The Torah Hashem is telling you this is really bad. That's what it's saying. And the Ramban argues that many of those times, no, it's lav or b'shtei lavim, so you get two sets of malchus, not just it's very bad, hashkafically. So that is the Ramban, but we'll start with that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Well, let's continue. So we learned about Zachar. Zachar, so that's in the Mishnah. Behema minala, what's the source for a person living with an animal? Being asr, tatan rabbanan, ish pralakatan, asher yitan shechavto, bivehema, ben gedola, ben katana. Doesn't matter whether it's a gdola or a ktan animal. Most yimas beskila. At omer beskila we know b'chol mizros elabachas b'chol mizros omer b'torah. Nemar kan taharogu. It says here, kill both of them. And nemar lahalon ki harog tahargenu. Malahalon beskila afkan beskila. So you know it's skila. Laman onus l'shochev. Onus l'nishka minayin. Minalan had you know l'nishkaf. Tamalomar kala shochev. In behema most yimas. Anyone who lies with an animal is killed. Imenu inyan l'shochev toneu inyan l'nishkaf. That's how you learn it. Laman onus bein l'shochev l'nishkaf. You know the onus ashar minayin. Tamalomar that pasuk. Lamanu asar l'shochev l'nishka minayin. Tamalomar lo yek kadesh b'bnei Yisrael. V'yomer v'gam kadesh haya ba'aretz v'chol ha'divrei b'Yishmael. So Yishmael again uses the pasuk of kadesh. He uses it by zachor and he uses it by behema. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need it. Harei Omer lo sitein shechavtecha. Lo sitein shechivascha. Don't give your shechiva. There is an amazing Margolius Hayam here that you think, why it's doing here? But it's a Yesod Gadol about artificial insemination. We're going to start with that also tomorrow. Now we're just going to go further a little more. We're going to start with that. He has a Ron here that says, Beferish, Araya Brura from a Rishon, whether artificial insemination is a Maisa's Nus of Eishas Ish. Learns it from this Ron right here on this line of the Gemara. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. But let's continue a little more. Habala Zachar. So now the Gemara for the rest of the Amud talks about what happens if you do two Averis in one time period. Right? You do it in one Helam. How many Averis do you get? Habalaza, and we're going to say it's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, based on the psukim that they just had. That's why we have to do this now. Habalazachar vehivilav zachar. What if somebody, Rahman al-Islam, he lives with another man, and then he brings another man on him in the same time period? So how many Averis is that? Amar Rabbi Avo, l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Shmuel says two because it's two psukim. Chad milo tishka v'chad milo yekadesh. L'divrei Rabbi Akiva in a chayiv alachas. Because remember what Rabbi Akiva say. How did he include it? Just switch around the nekudos. Same pasuk. Lo sishkav, lo tishachev, chadahi. So according to my nafkamina, it's not just psukim. It's based on nafkamina. How many averus? Habala behema, vevi behema, olav. Same thing. If a person lives with a behema, actively or passively, both in the same time period. Amar Rabbi Avol, Rabbi Yisrael chayev shtayim. Chadim lo sitzin shachav techav, chadim lo yakadish. Two psukim. Rabbi Akiva, eno chayev alachas. Shchivascha, 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 chadahi. Right? Again, it's two, same pasuk, just switch the nekudos, so it's only one avera. Abaya amar, no. Afilu l'divrei Rabbi Yishmael, nami eino chayev l'achas. Even Rabbi Yishmael would agree, one, d'chi ksiv lo yekadesh begavri ksiv. Even Rabbi Yishmael would agree by animals. Because that pasuk is really going about people, about Mishkav Zachar. Either this is that it's a gili by animals, doesn't really mean it. Elo l'Rabbi Yishmael, asor l'nishka minale. So what's his real pasuk? By animals, nafgalei mi kol shochevim behema mos yumas. It's an extra pasuk. Emenu inyan l'shochev tenei inyan l'nishkav. V'yafki rachmana l'nishkav b'lashin shochev. If it means nishkav, why does it say shochev? Ma shochev onash v'hizir af nishkav onash v'hizir. So it really is an extra pasuk. Just a few more lines because it's the same sugya. Hanir balazachar hanir balabehema. If somebody is in the same time period, let's say he brings an animal and a person and a man. Same time. Amar Rav Avol Diver Rabbi Akiva Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Akiva would say two. Here the opposite. Rabbi Akiva would say two. Chadim lo tishka v'chadim lo sitei shechavtecha. L'diver Rabbi Yishmael and Chayiv alachas. But here's the opposite. Rabbi Yishmael would say only one because he alludes this is the same pasuk. Idi v'idi lo yekadeshu. He quoted that same pasuk of lo yekadesh. Abaya Amar. Afil Rabbi Yishmael nami Chayiv Shtayim. Even Rabbi Yishmael would say your Chayiv two. Why? Dechsiv kol shochev v'mehima mos yumas. As we just said, really. He quotes the other pasuk. Emenu inyul shochev tenei inyul l'nishkav. Really means nishkav va'afki rachmana l'nishkav blashen shochev. And why does the Torah say the iser of nishkav in a verb of shochev? Ma shochev onash v'hizir af nishkav onash v'hizir. So both times Abaye says, really Rabbi Shlomo would agree. Two more lines. Av ala ba ala zachar v'hevi zachar alav. Av ala be'ma be'ma alav. Somebody has a rachmana l'tzlan very busy few minutes. Right, he's with an animal in both directions, and he's with a man in both directions. Then bein l'Rabbi Avo, bein l'Rabbi Abaya, l'Rabbi Shmuel chayev shalosh, l'Rabbi Akiva chayev shtayim, because Rabbi Akiva definitely has two psukim, and Rabbi Shmuel definitely has at least three psukim. Period. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the Rambam in Shoresh Yud Beis. It's Shoresh Tishi. If you never saw it, maybe it's a good idea to look at it today. The ninth Shoresh in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and we'll start with the Margolius Hayam, and talk a little bit about artificial insemination, because they quote a Ron here that is a raya for it. And tomorrow we get into more, what are Maisa Averas? Could a cotton do a Maisa Avera? If a cotton does something wrong, is that called an Avera? Right, again, that's Be'ez Hashem tomorrow's Sugya. Sanhedrin Nuneh. Okay, we'll stop here.